Terry for breakfast catch-up on Triple M.
We had the federal budget on Tuesday night, and tonight we've got the state budget. And on the line now is the member for Blackwood, Terry Redmond. Good morning.
Good to be with you again.
Do you think we'll be all budgeted out by the end of the week?
Oh, look, it's a big week, obviously, with the federal budget on Tuesday and now the state budget today. But from a regional Western Australia's perspective, I'm not sure we're going to see a lot of light out of today's budget.
Terry, you've got some local projects in the seat of Warren Blackwood that you'd like to receive funding, and that's on your wish list for tonight.
Look, there certainly is. There's a number of projects that took a hit in the last budget, and I guess I'm not expecting that to change this afternoon. But projects like the William Bay upgrades, that is an area that really takes a hit during the summer periods with a lot of visitors going to that region. Also, the wastewater recycling project in Denmark, trying to take the water that currently goes from the wastewater facility into the estuary off onto the golf course, which would have been a massive improvement plus an opportunity for the golf course. It's disappointing that that was cut. And I guess if this government is prepared to close down regional residential colleges and close down camp schools, I guess in that light, I'm not expecting much to be looked at as far as those projects are concerned.
With the closure of those camp schools and residential colleges, that's going to place more pressure on schools to generate some funds so kids can go away on those trips.
It certainly is. The feedback that we've got is that the camp schools offer a very cost-effective access to a camp. And if we all think back to our primary school years, often the only thing we can remember is our camp, our trip away. And, of course, for many people in our community and Perth as well, not just regional Western Australia, raising the funds for such camps can be difficult. Having some government-owned camps in regional Western Australia in particular offers a cost-effective opportunity. You take that away and I can see that, one, you won't have people attending them because they're too expensive, and secondly, you probably won't have teachers wanting to do it because if they're going into other facilities, they've actually got to organise absolutely everything. Yet the camp schools have got their own team of staff that can put a program in place. Really disappointing. Camps are what kids need more of, not less of. And this is going in the wrong direction, in my view.
Terry Redmond is here with us, member for Warren Blackwood. Terry, to some lighter news. A couple of weeks ago, we had the premiere of the movie Breath. That's certainly going to generate some more interest around the Warren Blackwood, in particular Denmark.
Fantastic to see it. I was at the premiere in Denmark where they hosted all of the people in the community that were involved in some way, whether they were surf doubles or whether they were helping out with transport or whatever it might have been, hall full of people in the civic centre, and that community was proud. They were massively proud of what they saw and the fact that it was shot in their community, and we are all hoping that it flies and it goes to, you know, a level of international stardom that attracts people back to our region, because that's good for our region, it's good for Denmark, and it's good for the wider community.
Having a chat with Bruce Beamish from the Cancer Council and the Great Southern. Good morning.
Morning, Terry.
Big month for the Cancer Council as we get into Australia's biggest morning teas. A lot of them going on around the place.
Yeah, it's great to see. And this is the 25th year of Australia's biggest morning tea, so pretty excited about it.
What's your favourite morning tea item?
I'd have to say something healthy like fruit.
Yeah, saying all the right things, I like it. But it's an opportunity to have the occasional treat there as well, right?
I think so. There's some. If anyone wants to go to our website or the Biggest Morning Tea website, which is www.biggestmorningtea.com.au, there's some great recipes, and we're really focusing on healthy treats and things as well. So there's no point in talking about a cancer message if you're not promoting the health side of things as well. So.
Mm. Big news this week. There's a proposal to make our sporting complexes smoke-free in the city of Albany, and you're backing this proposal.
Absolutely. I mean, Cancer Council's aim is to have a smoke-free community, really. I mean, that's lung cancer is still the number one cancer-related death in the Great Southern. I think our stats from 2014, I think there were 27 deaths in the Great Southern from lung cancer, and another 30 people were diagnosed in that period. So it's still a very prevalent disease, and obviously smoking is one of the biggest risk factors in lung cancer. Obviously there's asbestos and other things as well, but...
I'm not a smoker, so, I mean, I don't go into supermarkets and purchase them. It's almost like it's out of mind, out of sight now. Like, you just don't see them anymore, do you? So, clearly the plain packaging campaign, the tobacco laws are working, because before the plain packaging laws came in, about 20% of people made attempts to quit over the course of a month. After plain packaging, this has gone up to 27%.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think it is, as you said, out of sight, out of mind. It just makes it that much more difficult, and it's not in the front of people's minds. And I think that's one of the things we're focusing on with trying to make smoke-free areas in the city of Albany. It's still a case where children see adults smoke, and it kind of normalises it. So quite apart from the secondhand smoke aspect, we're, you know, sort of trying to not normalise it amongst kids. So particularly with junior sporting events, we'd really rather not see people in the entire area smoking.
Thursday morning, so we're catching up with Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Researchers, mccrindle.com.au. Mark, the other night we had the 2018 federal budget. Low to middle income earners seem like the big winners there.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, it does speak the language that Australians like to hear. You know, it's a country that likes the fair go and wants hard work rewarded. And those taxes were creeping up a bit. So, you know, it's nice that there's some relief, although it's a fairly small relief overall.
Mark, about $10.50. So people have done some sums on what we could actually buy with $10.50. You could probably buy maybe half a burger and maybe a cup of coffee or two cups of coffee there.
Yes, exactly. So it's not going to change everything, but, you know, at least the tax is not going up. That's a great thing in itself. And every little bit helps. Household budgets are certainly under strain at the moment. And even a little bit of reprieve is really well received in the current climate.
There's talk that we could possibly get back into surplus in a couple of years.
Exactly. And, you know, Australians do keep an eye on this. They're very aware that you've got to manage your own budget. If you get into debt, you know, you've got to pay more interest on that. And they know that's true at a national level as well. Australians are uncomfortable with this level of debt, and also with spending that they, you know, can't see the benefit of. So it's certainly an area where Australians want a bit of responsible budgetary management at a federal level. And, you know, they don't want massive cuts in spending, but certainly they want some of the excessive spending reined in, just to make sure that the books are balanced.
Mark McCrindle is here with us from McCrindle Researchers. Mark, Mother's Day on Sunday, and some interesting stats about mums in Australia.
Yeah, that's right. Well, firstly, mums are getting a bit older, the average first-time mum now is in her 30s rather than her 20s, which was the case, even a generation ago. So there's a little bit of change there. There are more mums in Australia than ever before. They are most likely to have around two children. But we also asked Australians who has had the biggest influence on shaping who you are today. And by a long way, above, you know, teachers as important as they are, and friends and spouse and dad, is mum, a clear number one. So mums are the most influential in our lives and therefore in our nation.
Triple M's Club Cash.
Time is running out to get yourself in the draw for tomorrow's $500 prize. Five green sheets could be coming your way if you're a club member at triplem.com.au. Kelly's on the line from Mount Barker. Kelly, you got a very special reason for what you'd spend the $500 on if you win tomorrow in Club Cash.
I do indeed. I would love to pay off my grandfather's rates and any bills to do with that, just to help the family out, so no one has to worry about things like that.
You're a very nice granddaughter.
I try my hardest.
So that'd go a long way to paying off the rates and other bills?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, there's not much left on the rates, but yeah, just to get everything ahead so no one else has to really worry about it. So just take a bit of ease off my mum.
Yeah, with the budget the other night, there's a little bit of relief, but still those bills are pretty sky high, aren't they?
Oh, they do. They go up every year. And I mean, it's just a matter of making sure that no one's really left with anything to worry about. So I'd love to be able to help with that.
Well, Kelly, good news. We're going to put you in the draw for Triple Yay. M's Club Cash tomorrow. Our club captain could be giving you a call with $500.
Oh, fantastic. It'd be awesome if it happened.
Five green sheets just in time for the weekend.
Perfect timing.
Sounds of Albany.
Rustler's Steakhouse, now open for lunch and dinner. Stirling Terrace, Albany.
On the grill this morning for Rustlers, I've got $4,040. So you need to tell us what that is and where you can find it. So on the line is Charles. What do you reckon it is for just over $4,000?
If I don't get this right, Terry, I think I'll just give up. But
Don't do that.
It's a pretty tough one. I'm going to have a guess. I'm going to say, is it an air hockey puck?
An air hockey puck. What are we doing with that air hockey puck, Charles?
You're smacking it into the back of to the back of the air hockey table into your opponent's.
Where?
Yeah, little. What do you call it? Little box thing, I guess you could call it.
Not smacking a hockey puck into the air hockey table goal. Where are we doing that?
The only one I know of is at the 10 pin bowling alley, I think.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. That's not it. But, Charles, look, don't give up. Let's put this in perspective, mate. The Western Bulldogs took 62 years to win a premiership.
That's true.
It's not going to take that long to identify the sound of Alvity. So hang in there, mate.
No, I'll try. Thank you, Terry.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Bye.
Pauline's on the line, 13-27-10. Pauline, the sounds of Alvity for rustlers. What do you reckon it is?
Could it be a dart hitting a dartboard?
We've already had that one, I'm sorry. Keep listening for all the incorrect guesses. And, of course, you can go to our catch-up section, triplem.com.au, and have a listen there for all the incorrect ones. Yeah, not the one we're looking for, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you.
Gary, what do you reckon the sound of Alvity is?
Could it be a barbell putting back onto the stand of a weight machine?
A barbell going back onto the weight machine?
Yeah, just like after you've done push-ups, you put it back on the rack.
Gary, you been working out this morning?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to.
But you're familiar with that sound, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gary, unfortunately, that's not it.
Okay, mate. Thanks a lot.